Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. That's Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on Listener Supported, 90.5 WCBE FM in HD Columbus and 106.3 FM in Newark. Again, thanks to our listeners that helped us shave 2 days off the fundraiser. We're on our way to shaving Saturday off the third day for the traditional on-air where you hear 30 seconds rather than 30 minutes an hour of asking for your support. And $11,838 to go, and we're happy to have Liz Longley here. Your support helps us bring you this great music, and she's joining us live from Studio A. Welcome to WCBE.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, and we have some tickets to give away for the show tonight with Brian Wright. I believe doors are at 7, showtime's at 8, with Brian starting things off. After that, it'll be Liz Longley. And she's just released her debut for the well-respected Sugar Hill Records label. And we'll talk about it after she starts us off with this first song.
This is Memphis.
The TV's on again. You're watching the weatherman. And I know you're thinking about leaving when the skies are clear. I wouldn't stand in your way. I wouldn't try to make you stay. I'd watch you get in your car. I know you wouldn't get far from here. You wouldn't make it to Memphis. You wouldn't make it halfway. You'd take that lonely road and you'd realize your mistake. You wouldn't make it to Memphis. To Memphis. When I fell in love with you, there was nothing we couldn't get through. We had our doubts, we'd talk them out till the sun went down. Now I sit here at home, waiting on the telephone. The skies are clear, but you're so I just keep telling myself, you wouldn't make it to Memphis, you wouldn't make it halfway, you take that lonely road and you'll realize your mistake, you wouldn't make it to Memphis. To Memphis. Maybe you'll change your mind. Maybe you just need time. Still, I can't help but cry. You wouldn't make it to Memphis. You wouldn't make it happen. Take that lonely road and you realize this was all one big mistake. You ain't going to Memphis. I know you'll come around. If we never had a chance, could you live with that? You better breathe it all in when you're looking back. Just think of all the things that you could have done. Wonder what it was you were running from and all you. To Memphis.
beautiful. That's Liz Longley joining us live from Studio A. Memphis is the track you just heard, and you can find that on her debut release for Sugar Hill Records. It's self-titled, and I'm sure it'll be available at the show tonight if you don't have a copy already. We'll have some tickets to give away for the show at the Rumba. Doors are at 7 o'clock. Brian Wright will open up. Are you solo as touring this
yes,
time around?
Yes, okay. Just me in the minivan.
And we'll talk about the bandmates that helped make the creation of the album with you in Nashville.
Yeah, I made the record 2 years ago, actually, in Nashville. It was completely fan-funded, and I was able to make the record of my dreams with musicians that I've played with, everyone from Etta James to Stevie Nicks to James Taylor, John Mayer, Jason Mraz. And these musicians were just so incredible to work with. We recorded the basic tracks in 2 days and went from there. And so it's a record that I'm really, really proud of and really excited that I got to sign with Sugar Hill to make it possible for it to be out in the world finally 2 years later.
And I guess you're probably on a long tour with this in support of this.
Yes. Well, yeah, it kind of seems like it's been going on for 2 years since I've been playing these songs for 2 years. But I just got off of an East Coast tour with a full band, which was really fun for a change. But now it's just me back in the minivan without all the boys.
That's
eating
right.
Cheerios in the back.
Making
like
a
soccer mom, yeah.
And, well, now based in Nashville, that's not where it all started for you, though. You
No.
Born and raised?
Outside of Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had a very supportive family. They're very, they're music lovers. And so it was something that I knew I wanted to do from a young age, and they just believed in it every step of the way. And my dad was like my own personal Simon Cowell. I used to sit in the living room on my karaoke machine, and he would critique my singing. And so now they're proud of me. It's fun.
Oh, absolutely. And then Berkeley, I believe you went there. And
I did. I had to study at Berklee College of Music, and I was a songwriting major, and it just was an amazing time. And I honestly wish I could go back, and because, you know, you can never learn enough when it comes to music. You can always dive deeper. And so that time was really valuable.
Very cool. It's Liz Longley joining us live from Studio A. She's got a couple more, and we'll have some more tickets to give away. And that's for the show tonight. Doors are at 7 at the Rumba with Brian Wright, another amazing artist out there. And he'll go on at 8. What's this next one you're going to do?
This is a song off the new record called You've Got That Way.
I was in looking. Crossed my mind, you came along, talking all sweet and slow and kind. Look what you've done, you changed the game. Just that look in your eyes and the way you say my name, you got that way. You got you got a way.
Liz Longley joining us live from Studio A. You've Got That Way. It's off her self-titled release on Sugar Hill Records. And she'll perform tonight over at the Rumba Cafe. Again, 7 o'clock doors with Brian Wright opening up at 8. And let's do a pair of tickets right now for caller number 5 at 821-9223. 821-WCBE. Tell us about that first moment, the first song, and I guess that magical moment going back to ninth grade when...
I know, it's kind of funny to think it's back in ninth grade. It's like, okay, it kind of sounds pathetic. But really, I wrote my first song, and I was going to sing a solo for the chorus concert, and I played this brand new song, my first song I'd ever written for my choir teacher, and he said, nope, you're singing that. And I was like, no, I'm too scared. But he made me, and I'm so glad he did. And it was this crazy moment where I played this first song I'd ever written, and then the whole auditorium gave me a standing O. And it was just overwhelming. Right. And I was like, okay, good, because this is what I want to do.
But that he snapped you out of that stage fright.
Yes. Well, I've definitely always been a shy person, which is kind of funny because I'm a performing artist at this point. But I have become very comfortable on stage, and it feels like home in a lot of ways. But at first, my knees were just shaking.
Right.
And I didn't know what to do with myself.
Wow. Gosh, it's a beautiful, beautiful record. And congratulations on this latest CD.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, too.
Oh, sure.
Pleasure to be here.
And more to be had tonight after this song that she'll take us out with. And then we'll have one last pair of tickets to give away when she's done with this session. And Liz Longley, what are you going to wrap it up with?
I'm going to leave you with the single from the new record. This is called Out of My Head.
All right.
Then go out and paint the town red. 2 tickets to a show, and I think that we should go.